It's nearly sunset, and the heat of the day is giving way to a cool breeze that now drifts into the courtyard where you're sitting. The light scarf draped around your shoulders rustles gently as the air lifts its edges. You set your teacup down on the table in front of you and sigh. It's almost time to go into town. You've spent most of the day here in the guest house where you're staying. Early this morning, you explored the gardens of Manara to the west of the city. But when the sun was high in the midday sky, you sought refuge from the heat back here, at your home away from home in Marrakesh. This is a traditional guest house called a riad, with rooms built around a central outdoor space where chairs and tables stand upon cool tile floors. When you arrived, your host made a steaming pot of tea to enjoy. You took your tea and found a shady spot to sit here in the courtyard. What a lovely day it's been, snuggled up in a comfortable chair, with nothing but time and a good book. But although the day is coming to a close, the markets in the old city are just starting to make their preparations for evening visitors. You've come to Marrakesh for one particular reason, and the markets are where you'll find what you're looking for: the perfect Moroccan rug. You stand up from your chair and stretch your arms toward the sky, which glows in a rich reddish orange with a fading light. You pick up your book and push your chair back under the table, hearing its legs glide across the tile. You climb the short flight of steps to your room and open the dark blue door leading inside. There, you put your book down on the dresser and pick up the little map of Marrakesh your host gave you at check-in. After a glance, you have a rough idea of where you're going, so you leave the map behind. You're feeling adventurous after a relaxing afternoon. You'd rather allow the winding streets to lead you to new and exciting places. Carefully, you close the door behind you and walk across the long, open-air hallway to a second set of stairs. These bring you down to the street below. Standing on the sidewalk, you put the scarf around your shoulders and turn left. This is the way to Gemma El Fina, the main square in the Medina quarter of Marrakesh. As you walk, you take the time to drink in your surroundings. Tall buildings of peach and pink line the street. On the sidewalks, people move together in little groups, talking to one another or daydreaming as they head home after a long day at work. A man on a bicycle rings his bell as he glides past on the street. A little cat flicks its ginger tail at you as it settles down on a set of brightly painted stairs. Ahead, the street lets out onto a bustling market square. You know it's there before you can see it, because you can hear the cacophony of busy people in the distance. The sounds of a zither and tambourine drift between the buildings. They are joined by drums, a lute, and the merry voices of people selling their wares. This is Gemma El Fina, the heart of Marrakesh. You stop at the edge of this enormous square and look around. To your left, there's a man selling knick-knacks from a small cart. Across the way are vendors in tightly packed stores. Some are selling bags, others are selling shoes, embroidered linens, or shiny brass pots and pans. With all the smells, sights and sounds, there's plenty to take in. But that's just fine, you're in no rush. So you take your time enjoying each moment.